are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I mean it when I say it. I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. All right, welcome to the final half hour here of the show as we get you guys into go-home mode on a Taco Tuesday. So thank you for being a part of Right Side Radio. Brian from Decatur, by the way, just checked in. We got some great bump music, but he says, I'm still waiting on Molly Hatchet. We could use a little flirting with disaster in there.
Yeah, we could.
I'm just thinking he may be onto something. All right, let me do dipper number three. This one, okay, JP, did you see Elon Musk roll out his humanoid robots this past weekend?
I did.
A little freaky.
Freaky, but impressive at the same time.
Impressive. Now, there. By the way, I've got some like an article here on Gizmodo that says that they weren't truly autonomous; that they were being operated remotely by humans. Does not though deny the fact that you actually have a full scale humanoid style robot that has articulating arms and has the ability to remain balanced while it walks, and is just very reminiscent of the movie iRobot.
Yeah. I mean, it made me uncomfortable watching it, but also at the same time, I was like, wow, that's crazy that we actually have robots that can talk with people.
Yeah. And has the dexterity and the skill to reach down. They had one that was a bartender wearing a cowboy hat, no less. So I got this dipper I'm doing right now called Stranger Than Fiction, and I kicked that off by saying, like, for instance, New York Post has this article about Elon Musk and his Optimus robots, they call it. Optimus. I'm not sure I even like that name. I feel like I'm in Transformers. Optimus Prime is, you know, about to wield a sword. But these were like 6-foot-tall robots dancing on stage to techno music, serving up fruity cocktails, playing rock, paper, scissors. Musk says he hopes that by the end of 2025, people will be able to buy one for like $25,000 to $30,000. Now, there are others even within the tech industry that say, well, that's a little bit, you know, presumptive to think you're going to have them out by 2025. But they do agree something like this is likely to be available by 2027. I mean, that's just a few years away. How far are we from having iRobot in our midst right now?
Not too far.
You think?
No. But it does make me feel slightly better about the situation that it's Elon Musk who is, you know, at the head of this and not somebody like, you know.
Yeah.
Well. So somebody's a lot more slow. I'm not saying that, you know, Elon, I just feel better if he's spearheading this than somebody else. I'll say that.
Well, he so far, he's the only guy with a beer-pouring robot.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but, he did all kinds of stuff. He came out at the same weekend. I mean, listen, did you also see, oh, by the way, the landing of the SpaceX rocket? Just threaded the needle, brought it down, just basically put it right on the money, and then the launch tower caught it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it maneuvered, you know, almost like angled itself to go within the,
it's crazy.
To where it gets caught. It's nuts. And I saw Elon post a clip of him from 2021 where he was saying how we have this idea to make it work and catch the rocket back, and everybody's making fun of us. He's like, I may be crazy, but we're gonna work at it. And look, 3 years later, it's happening.
Look what happens when the free market's allowed to work.
Yeah.
Look what the private sector did. Meanwhile, NASA is working on their pronouns and trying to find ways to to work against white privilege in the ranks of NASA, and Elon's out there landing rockets, building robots. Oh, by the way, he also had the what do you call it? The robo taxi or something like that?
The robo taxi and the cyber van.
The
I
cyber
think was
van.
The name of the other one that holds up to 20 people.
Everything looked like iRobot to me in that. The whole thing was kind of crazy. So all that to say, there's a lot of technology out there, a lot of things that are almost stranger than fiction that are actually happening. They're coming true. I don't know how long it'll be till we have, you know, the ability to purchase a robot servant. I don't know. When will it come that I can say, robot, go wash my truck, and it goes outside and does? I don't know. At the same time, I find myself thinking, I'm not sure I want that. it's a little creepy, just to be honest. I mean, do you want to wake up in the middle of the night and see robot walking by itself in the dark across your den? I don't think I do. Just saying. What?
Well, I was going to say, what happens one day if he decides he doesn't want to do chores anymore and he wants to take over the house? And yeah, I wouldn't turn my back on that
thing. The scariest line from any movie ever made, Terminator. And on so-and-so date, Skynet became self-aware and decided that we were the enemy. I'm just saying, Skynet. Well, all right, so there's been a lot of stuff happening out there. Listen, I've got a stack of stories here. So how about this? Stranger than fiction. Have you ever had one of those little, like, Eufy vacuums? You ever had one of those?
Yeah, the small little...
Yeah, they find their dock, and then they run around your room. They can program your room so they can... And they'll bump into things, and they'll go, and they'll clean. They'll vacuum mm-hmm. for you, right? How about this story? I got it off PC Gamer. Robot vacuum cleaners are being hacked to spy on your family, chase your pets, and hurl verbal abuse. So, I mean, what we're looking at right now is in one particular incident in May of this year, one guy was sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden he says his Ecovac, which is another brand, his Ecovac sprung to life, began to run around the room, started yelling racial slurs at him, and chasing his dog around the room because somebody had hacked into his system and was using his Ecovac as a massive prank. And yet that's kind of creepy because you know what it's doing is it's also mapping the room, and it's in your house. Somebody is hacking in and getting into your house. Ecovac is now given assurances that a security update for their X2 model will be made available in November of this year. And I'm thinking, you know, that's a little late for the guy who's sitting there watching TV and all of a sudden his vacuum is calling him bad names and chasing his dog.
When you laugh at it, but at the same time, it's creepy.
It's great. Hang on. There's more. How about this? Story off of Trend Micro. This happened a couple of years ago. One family found that their Nest security system had been hacked, which, oh, by the way, they had their smart thermostat into their Nest. They could, like, log in on their phone, do the app, change the temperature on the house because they're on vacation or whatever. They kept thinking, God, is it hot in here? Have you adjusted the thermostat? Oh, no. It was somebody had hacked in the system and kept dialing that sucker up to, like, 90 degrees in their house. The attacker still had access to their smart home devices even after they changed their Wi-Fi password. The disturbances only stopped when they had their network ID changed. In a statement, Google said that their Nest system had not been breached. The incident was more likely the result of a compromised password. Whatever. Somebody got into their security system, thought it would be a hoot to keep dialing up their... by the way, who pays that energy bill? Not the hacker. So, yeah, you got people that are looking at this great technology, and then all of a sudden, Dave from Madison says, have you seen Westworld? Yes, I have. Westworld, by the way, the original movie back in the 70s, Westworld, still freaked me out. Yul Brynner. Yul Brynner made a great robot bad guy. We're not done. So far, it's thermostats. It's Eufy vacuums. How about your baby monitor? Oh, this is a big deal. I see your eyes. How about your baby monitor? How about this? One dad was ready to fight an intruder in his one-year-old daughter's room when he got there, but there was nobody there. Why? Because somebody had hacked into the baby monitor and was talking to his one-year-old baby in the crib. Yeah. He goes on and does a video on social media. He says, guys, my God, my baby monitor was hacked this morning. I woke up this morning and somebody was talking to our one-year-old at 6 a.m. So we could just hear our daughter just making noises in the bed, and this man's voice talking to her. He said, I was thinking there was a cop or somebody had gotten in the house and was looking over, and he said, and there's nobody there. He said, I started thinking, okay, what is happening? Well, they had their baby monitor hacked, and somebody is watching their child and talking to their child, and that's like next-level creep factor right there.
Yeah, that's should be thrown in jail creep factor.
Yeah, it can also happen through baby toys, they point out. If you have a Bluetooth baby toy, weird things can happen. You're shaking your head. You're rethinking everything in your house right now, aren't you?
I don't have any of that stuff in my house. I don't even like, I'm not in, you know, the conspiracy land in this area, but I don't even like Alexas, really. Like, even that stuff freaks me out.
Nope. There's no Alexa in my house. Mm-hmm. Nope. I literally have a Bluetooth speaker that I have to turn on, and it has to tell me it is now synced to my phone for it to play. Mm-hmm. And then I turn it back off, and it doesn't do a thing.
That's about all I have to. It's just, especially the videos of the Alexa saying, you know, the propaganda like stuff towards Kamala Harris, and you know, I don't like any of that stuff.
I don't want Alexa. I don't want Siri. How about this? How about New York Times just a couple years ago? Hackers breach a Ring home security system. Oh, they didn't just breach the Ring home security system. They locked the family in their own house and they couldn't get out because the Ring security system had electronic locks on their doors. The family's Ring security system had been hacked. The intrusion was part of a recent spate of breaches involving Ring, which is owned by Amazon. Three similar cases reported in other states in Connecticut, Florida, and Georgia. And they're literally saying that the mom says the daughter won't even sleep in her room now. She actually spent the night with a friend because she didn't even want to be here anymore. They unplugged the camera. The family did. They unplugged the camera. They reported the episode to Ring. But they criticized the company's response, saying it provided scant information and deflected responsibility onto them for the security breach. The fact is this. Some of this technology is cool, but like here's another one from ADT. Dateline, last week. ADT home security systems hacked for the second time in 2 months. ADT on a broad scale. Says their company discovered an unauthorized actor had illegally accessed ADT's network using compromised credentials through a third-party business partner, and they had to take countermeasures to shut it down. ADT says it believes the sensitive data of 6.5 million customers was not compromised. Sure.
It's convenient.
Sure it wasn't. Sure it wasn't. They just got in there and roamed around. There was nothing compromising about it. Cyber News says ADT found unauthorized threat actors had compromised its systems overall. The hackers claim to have stolen, though, 30,812 records, including 30,400 unique emails from ADT systems. I'm just telling you, some of the stuff, the technology that we look at and go, that's cool. Bad guys can find it, too. And even to the point of hacking your thermostat. But the one, I don't know which one creeps me out most, talking to the baby or having the vacuum chase your dog around the house and hurl racial slurs at it.
Oh, the baby one for sure.
The baby one, I think you're right.
That sends chills up my spine. And like, I think the hacker probably for the vacuum one was just having fun. But the one for the baby, that's like, that guy needs to be in a jail cell. Creepy.
I would agree. Is there some way to backtrack and find out who they are? I want to know. But then again, the one on the Eufy vacuum, do you see yourself arming your, like grabbing the shotgun and just taking the Eufy out back and ending the whole thing?
Yeah.
Stare this one down, buddy. Chase my dog, will you?
Yeah.
All right, take a break, man. We'll take that break. We'll come right back and clean up. Somebody just texted in and said, you just woke up my Siri. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, creepy technology. We'll be right back.